roses by the dozen, talking on the phone. Baby, you so fine.
This is a WICR information update. I'm Pat Boylan. First in local news, at least 15 children were injured when a circus elephant at the Indiana State Fairgrounds became startled Sunday morning and caused some scaffolding to collapse. A spokeswoman for the Indianapolis Fire Department, Captain Rita Reith, says it happened shortly before 10 a.m. in the Pepsi Coliseum while students were waiting to ride the elephant. Reith said the children between ages of 8 to 12 years old suffered only minor injuries, including bumps and scrapes. In the Midwest, tornadoes ripped through Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri Sunday afternoon. One twister destroyed 6 mobile homes near Columbia City. According to CNN, 24 homes were damaged in Indiana alone. In all, 19 tornadoes were reported in the 3 states. Downed trees and power lines were reported in the state's central and southern parts and in Illinois through Kentucky. Thousands were left without power. Heavy rain, hail, and lightning accompanied severe thunderstorms from the mid-Mississippi Valley up to the Ohio River Valley to Pittsburgh. Tornado watches and warnings were issued Sunday evening for much of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Moving into national news now, Circuit City has shut its doors for good. The one-time electronics retail giant officially shut down on Sunday. Circuit City was forced to liquidate all 600 of its stores nationwide after it failed to find a buyer. It was also forced to lay off more than 30,000 workers. Circuit City was once the second largest consumer electronics store in the country. And in international news, U.S. military commanders in Baghdad have announced plans to reduce the number of American troops in Iraq by 12,000 in the next 6 months. The news came just hours after a suicide bomber killed 28 people at the Baghdad Police Academy Sunday. The withdrawals will leave 140,000 troops still stationed in Iraq. Between 35,000 and 50,000 troops would remain in Iraq to train the Iraqi army and provide security for U.S. installations such as the American Embassy. This has been a WICR information update. I'm Pat Boylan.